Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha of the Shir, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. I hope you had a wonderful holiday, a wonderful Yom Tov of Shavuos, and a wonderful Shabbos leading into that Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem, we had a wonderful Yom Tov. And now we go back to the daily grind. We won't have a holiday for a long time, a Yom Tov for a long time, but at least it's the summer and it's a different time of year, and hopefully the weather will be nice and we'll all be able to enjoy and go about our days. So now we come to Parshas Naso, talking about the idea of counting, talking about the idea of carrying. Naso is Rosh, we're supposed to count the different people in the Jewish people, only at times that Hashem says, and only in the ways that Hashem prescribes in the right ways. You know, David and Melech counted the Jews, but not in the right way, and a plague came about as a result, because it wasn't for any specific purpose, wasn't done in the right way. Things have to be done in the right way for a specific person, which of course, in and of itself, is a lesson in life. Do things in the right way for a specific person. But when we think about counting, do we think about how we count in our life? Do we think about what we do in our life to make our life count? What are we doing to make our days count, to make our years count? I talk about this often. By the Avos, we see it says Yemei Shenei. Why does it say the days of the years of their life? Just say days or years. Why both? Because the Avos made sure to make every day count and to make every year count. You could have someone who only lived 44 years, 36 years, 52 years, but they made every day count of those years. The Arizal only was zocha to live 36 years. My own dad wasn't zocha to live such a long life, but he made every day count, every year count. How many people can say that they make their life count every single day? And when we think about counting people, think about counting ourselves. Think about counting our days, counting our hours, and counting our minutes to make sure that we're involved to have those days count. And when we think about Naso, which also could be besides counting but carrying, how can we carry ourselves in life? What do we do to carry our days to their fruition, to carry their days to possible wonderfulness of mitzvos and chesed done? If we look back at the day and we could only say, I did this thing wrong and that thing wrong, this avera, that avera, fell here, I fell there, that's not what we should be looking at. A person should be talmid b'simcha no matter what happens in their day, and should be able to look back in their day and say, wow, I did this mitzvah, I did this chesed, I did this mitzvah, and I did this chesed. What can we look? How can we make our days count and make ourselves count and make sure we're carrying things throughout the day? Because when we think about ourselves, when we think about our lives, really it's an eternal struggle and it's an eternal battle. Because we have the Nefesh HaBahami and the Nefesh HaSichli. We've talked about this before in previous seasons, but it always bears repeating. It always bears looking at again and again. Because when we think about the idea of what's going on in life, you know, they talk about the idea in Naso, they talk about the idea of the Sota, and that we should never know from such things, terrible situations, but there has to be an offering, there has to be an eighth of barley meal, because the acting wasn't proper like a human, therefore the offering is not proper like an animal feed, the Talmud points out in Sota. But the thing to remember oftentimes in our own life, not just thinking about the Sota, is that in life we have two types of souls. We have one soul that's the Nefesh HaBahami, and we have one soul that's the Nefesh HaSichli. One is the animalistic soul, and one is the righteous soul. One is the spiritual soul. And everything we do in life is supposed to be to take the materialistic and to elevate it to the spiritual. We're supposed to take anything animalistic and make it into the spiritual. We want to make sure to do so in our life. So every Jew, Chabad points out from the Tanya, every Jew, every Yehudi, whether righteous, whether at tzaddik or wicked or Russia, has two souls, has two nefashos inside them clamoring for attention. The animalistic one often tries to, and I'm hungry, I need this, I need that, I need my this, I need my that, I want this, I want that. And sometimes, Baruch Hashem, the nefesh runs out, I want to learn, I want to do good, I want to be involved in mitzvot, I want to be involved in chesed, I want to change the world. But sometimes, oftentimes, they're fighting against each other. They're arguing against each other. They're battling against each other. We know the Yetzer Hara tries to rise up and kill us every single day. The commentators point out how if not for Hashem, we would be killed by the Yetzer Hara every day. If not for the help of Hashem to let us stand up and fight and try to beat the Yetzer Hara every day, we wouldn't be able to make it every day. And how often, so often, do we see ourselves stumbling and falling day in and day out because we're not able to beat the Yetzer Hara that often. I apologize for my co-host in the background, home with the baby today. But when I think about the things in life, when we think about how we're supposed to be righteous, we're supposed to be not wicked, We're supposed to make sure to make our lives count, to make them count, both souls, to use them in the service of Hashem. But everyone has these two souls, one soul. One nefesh clothes itself in the person's blood to animate the body and is the source of its egocentric wants and needs in life. The second soul of the nefesh of the Jew is literally a part of Hashem above and is the source of the person striving to unite with Hashem. The body is really called a small city as two kings wage war over a city, each wishing to capture it and rule over it. That is to say, to govern its inhabitants according to his will so that they obey him in all that he decrees for them. So do the two souls, the two nefashos, the godly soul, the nefesh ha-sichli, and the vitalizing animal soul, the nefesh ha-behema that derives from the klipa, wage war against each other over the body and all its organs and limbs. This is so often so true. I want to go to the shir, but I'm really hungry, but I really want to go to the shir, but I really want to go to sleep, but I really want to get it to make it to shul, but I really want to take some more sleep. The animal and the soul are fighting in and of itself right next to each other, one against the other. They really need a meal, but I really want to stay here and watch something, but they really need a meal, but I really don't want to cook, but they really need a meal. Your nefesh and your behema are fighting against each other oftentimes, warring aspects in your life, in your body. They're fighting each other. Who's going to win? Hopefully, the nefesh will win. The desire and the will of the godly soul of the nefesh ha-sichli is that it alone should rule over the person and direct him, and that all his limbs should obey it and surrender themselves completely to it and become a vehicle for it, and serve as a vehicle for its 10 faculties of intellect and emotion and the 3 garments, thought, speech, and action. And the entire body should be permeated with them alone to the exclusion of any alien influence, God forbid, while the animal soul desires the very opposite. This is brought to you by the Tanya, as per Chabad.org. So we think about the fact that the Parsha is talking about Naso, talking about counting, talking about making yourself count, making yourself important in life, thinking about how we carry ourselves, what do we do with our days, what do we do with ourselves, how do we make sure to make the most use of our days in all our different ways. If you have an idea, you have something you want to bring to life, something you want to bring to the Jewish people, you have to let it know. You have to make it count. You have to make sure that your influences count. Get things done. Get things accomplished. In my own life, I try to get things accomplished. I try to be a doer. I try to see what I can to fruition, and I don't like things that are half-baked and half-done. So when we were working on the radio show and it wasn't created yet, wasn't happy yet. Working on the app and it wasn't released yet, wasn't happy yet. When the app was only released for iPhone but not for Android, wasn't happy yet. We want to make sure that things go to fruition. We want to make sure we carry things through. We want to make sure things count. Of course, the idea of being the Tani Talks Radio on the Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. using the app from Sheer Enjoyment Radio. You can look it up in the Apple iPhone Store or in the Android Google Play Store, Sheer Enjoyment Radio. And of course, being on Nachum Siegel is also fantastic and wonderful. You can listen to NachumSiegel.com or the Nachum Siegel app, the NSN app. But different things in life, you know, getting those podcasts off the ground, the Tani Talks podcast, which we try to do on JewishPodcast.fm and YidPod and on Google and Spotify and all over the place. If we got to count things through, we have to carry things through. We have to make sure that they go through and we carry them to fruition. We have to make sure to use all our elements in life that they really carry through, that they really go through. And we want to make sure that we use both elements of our life that it really carries through, the animal soul and the nefesh soul, both serving Hashem, both making sure to be involved in what Hashem wants. Even though the animal pulls against us and the nefesh pulls back, the best would be for them both to work in tandem towards Hashem. So you're really hungry, you say a nice bracha, you have good gratitude towards Hashem, and you say a nice hearty birchas hamazon after eating that bread, thanking Hashem for where the food came, understanding where the food came, being happy with that Hashem giving us different things in life, saying our brachos in life every morning, that we understand and we're appreciative that Hashem lets us walk around, that Hashem makes us carry around and he carries us around. He gives us clothing, he gives us shelter, he gives us food, he gives us jobs, and gives us wonderful families. We should all be zoche to have zivugim, to have shidduchim. If you're not zoche yet, maybe zoche now. And if you don't have children yet, maybe zoche now. But Hashem gives us everything. We need to make sure that our life counts. We make sure that we carry ourselves in life and make sure that we get things accomplished, we get things done, and that we use both elements of our soul to get things done. When we see ourselves procrastinating, when we see ourselves wasting time, not falling prey to this game or that game because we can't help it. But really, we could easily be doing stuff and we just push it off and push it off and push it off. That's the animal trying to fight against the soul. We want to make sure that our soul is the winner. We want to make sure the soul takes everything materialistic and elevates to the spiritual. That's what we do at the Shabbos meal. We take the wine, we take the grape juice, and we say a bracha on it, and we elevate it, and we make it holy. We make it uplifted, and we make it special and spiritual. We take foods, we put them as part of a meal. We take candles, which are materialistic in essence, but then we light them. The candles are spiritual, so spiritual in different aspects. When we light those candles on Shabbos, I always feel that metaphorical blue light, which I don't actually see, but it's as if it goes throughout the house. It's as if it goes and lights up the whole house, getting us ready for that Shabbos or that Yom Tov, because we take the spiritual and elevate it to the spiritual. We take the materialistic, the physical, and elevate it to the spiritual, because we want to make sure to serve Hashem in the best way possible. We want to make sure that we have both parts counting and carrying us through to do the will of Hashem. When you have a talent, when you have an ability, when you have something you could bring to the folklore, you could bring to the people, you have to elevate it and bring it to a spiritual aspect. So if you have a good radio voice, you love doing radio, we obviously love doing radio and audio. If you love to write or you love to read, what can you do to make it in a Torah aspect? What can you do to make it in a Jewish aspect? What can you do to make sure that we can elevate our lives to take both the animal and the nefesh to get things done, to get things accomplished, to carry us through and to count us through, making sure that every day count, making sure that every aspect counts, that every minute counts, making sure that we're doing what we can to accomplish great things in this world, because Hashem gives us 120 years. We should be zocha that He gives us 120 years. How do we use those 120 years? How do we use every minute? How do we use every week? How do we use every month? How do we use every day? Do we accomplish good things? Can we say that we did mitzvos every day? Can we say we did chesed every day? Can we say we helped out every day? What did I do for my wife today? What did I do for my husband today? What did I do for my kids today? What did I do for my friends today? What did I do for the Jewish people today? I want my life to count. I want my days to count. I want my years to count. And I want my life as a whole to be one that really counts. It would be a chaval al hazman. It would be really terribly tragic to come up after 120 years and Hashem says, why couldn't you be more like a Nasa Mordechai, my Hebrew name? Why couldn't you be more like a Joe Shmo? I'm not asking you to be more like the Chavetz Chaim, though we should all aspire and be inspired by different sages and Rabbanim out there. But why couldn't you be more like yourself? And that's the question that is often asked, we are told, by the commentators after 120 years. Besides, or did you do your business dealings honestly? Did you wait for Mashiach? Did you try to have children? Did you learn every day? Were you more like yourself as much as possible? Did you count your days and count your ways and make yourself count in your life? Did you carry yourself through on different days, on different weeks, and different months, and different years, making sure to accomplish chesed and mitzvot, making sure to accomplish nice and good things in this world? Did you make your days count? Did you make yourself count? Did you make a difference in this world and the Dalet Amos that is your aspect of the world that you could create? Do people know what you can get done in this world, and it's not for the other people? It's not just for the acclaim or the honor. We should run from honor. Honor should run after us. We shouldn't run after the honor, though. But in our lives, in our days, we think about these two nefashos that are talked about here in the commentary on the Parsha of Nasa. So we think about the Nefesh HaBahami and the Nefesh HaSichli. What can we do to use both of them together in our life? What can we do to get things accomplished in our life, to get things done in our life, to use our life with our Nefesh of both the Bahami and the Sichli to make sure that things are accomplished, that things are done, that we make our lives count, we make our days count, and we make sure we carry ourselves through. Even a little aspect of a little way that we could be Kovei Itim for Torah, Kovei Itim for Mitzvos, Kovei Itim for Chesed, making sure to check in with other people at work or on the way if they need anything. Are they missing anything? To check in with your wives, your spouse, or your friends. Are they lacking anything? Is there anything that can help them get through the day a little better? Making sure to check in and get a little Torah learning, even if you have a crazy busy day. Read those OU daily emails I talk often about. They have one on the Mishnah, two Mishnahs per day. They have one on the Shtayim Mikra, where they summarize an Aliyah per day. They have one on Nachyomi, and they have one on the Shon Halachos from Rambam. They used to have one on the Mitzvot. I'm not sure what happened to that. But different ways to make sure that our days count, and we count our days, that we carry ourselves through. We think about Naso, carrying ourselves through, thinking about how we can carry ourselves in this life using the Nefesh HaBahami, using the Nefesh HaSichli, making sure that we can get things done, we can get things accomplished, elevating the mundane to the spiritual, elevating the materialistic to the spiritual, taking the Bahami and the Sichli, simply in serving Hashem together, making those brachas to elevate the food, making those aspects of the mitzvahs to take something ordinary and make it into extraordinary, donating the clothing that is lying around anyway, and letting other people be clothed, letting people borrow books like we try to do in our FLL in the basement, the free lending library here in our town in Long Island. What can we do to take things they have the sparks of spirituality, we could put them into fruition? We want to make sure to make it count, both souls, make it count, to use those souls together, to make sure that we have the nefesh ha-bahami, the nefesh ha-sichli, to make sure that we count, and that our days count, and that our lives count, and that we carry ourselves through, to make sure that we're making a difference in the world, a fundamental difference in the world, even if it's on a small level, even if it's on a tiny level, but sometimes we might not see it through, sometimes it might not come through, but we have to leave. Put our effort in. Talked about it in the daf this week. Sometimes you learn a mission and it doesn't get carried through. It's not making it through, but it's still good to learn. It's still good to try. We have to put our hishtalus. We have to do what we can to be involved in this world and to make sure to make a difference. We take both nefashos. We take both the nefesh ha-bahemi and the nefesh ha-sichli. We try to get things accomplished. We try to get things done. We want to make sure to accomplish things in this world. As Nusso teaches us to count and to carry, in our life we should count and we should carry to do what we can to make things accomplished. Use your nefesh ha-bahami. Use your nefesh ha-sichli. Use any talents you have in the physical realm or in the spiritual realm to effect a change, to effect a difference in this world, to make things done. And as we think about Nusso, we came from Shavuos, we got the Torah, we take the Torah with us every day. What can we do to accomplish great things with the Torah using both elements of our soul? If you could be zochem, to make ourselves count, to carry ourselves through every day to get mitzvos and chesed and Torah learning accomplished. If we could use both nefashos in our life to get things through, maybe we could finally be zoche to have a more peaceful world, a more beautiful world, a more full world, where we're finally zoche for Mashiach to come. May it speedily be our way, coming our way, and then may it speedily be coming today. May we be zoche that Mashiach actually comes today. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, and I'm your host, Tani.